Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
And you're listening to Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for the needlework artist. And with us this week from Needlework Retailer Magazine, Megan Chrisweiser. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Bonna.
It's been 2+ years since we last talked by podcast. Wow.
Did it go by that fast?
Yeah, because I looked and you were early on. And yeah, it's been more than 2 years. Since we talked, because we didn't talk before the Nashville show last year, so
okay,
hard to believe. Yeah, yep, it happens. Yeah, you were I think you were podcast number 50 something, and this is 155 for the Sunday shows. So yeah, been a lot.
Wow.
Of them. A lot of them. Yep. Lots of hours of talking. Yep. So we're recording this 2 weeks out from the Nashville market. This is, I assume everything is all organized and you're just sitting back waiting for it to arrive then.
It's all arrived. It's on pallets and it's we're waiting for the truck. So it's like the calm before the storm.
Uh-oh.
It's calm after the storm because everything, all my hard work's done as far as getting like the show book, the signs, the rooms organized, everything's done. Except for like little last-minute things.
But. Yeah, this show becoming a year-round effort.
Yes, at first it was. As soon as there was a question about the market, I think Erica said, "Is this the sixth year or the seventh year that we've done the show?" But I can't remember even. But it used to be where someone had a question and I would deal with it immediately, and we would hash everything out, and then my employer Larry Johnson, Larry and Beth own Yarntree, said, let's just deal with Nashville on Fridays. So that was kind of, that works easier to just have a day that we just work on Nashville stuff. And then mm-hmm. the rest of the time work on retailer. So that's how we kind of organize our time.
Yeah. Well,
all year round Nashville.
Yeah. And I did a terrible job of introducing you. So Megan is the editor of Needlework Retailer Magazine. And that's a magazine that goes to all the needlework shops. Only one in them. Only one?
Only trade magazine for counted cross stitch and needlepoint.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then that magazine owned by Yarntree, which is a distributor. And the overall combination is what puts on the Nashville market every March. So that's who Megan is for, because I did such a stellar job.
That's good.
Yep. So Fridays are devoted to Nashville until what, January, and then it's all consuming.
Time. 4 hours. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that when doing a show like that, people probably don't realize what goes into that, because you mentioned signs and organizing rooms and printing brochures and all kinds of things. It's just a tremendous amount of activity that goes on just to build the infrastructure.
Name tags, even the little things like handouts and overnight stays in the hotel, and you know, check in, check out, all the boxes and everything, the shipping. It's a lot of little details.
Yeah. Long checklist, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I try to remember, you know, when I sent out emails from the year before. So I kind of have a checklist, and you think it would get easier the next year. But it's been a year since you've done it, so you forget what you did and you have to look back. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, doesn't it get bigger and bigger, it seems like, too?
Yes.
I was going to say, because I remember, you know, being an avid needleworker myself, Nashville, my goodness, you know, that's the big hot thing every year. And I feel like it's almost doubled in size since, you know, you started.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't think it's doubled. It's gotten a little bit bigger. I do have, I wrote it down. We have 134 exhibitors this year, and I think we had 128. So does that seem a little bit
mm-hmm.
not doubled by any means?
No.
So, and we have 14 new exhibitors, but 6 are sharing with previous exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we a little bit more new people in, but in a smaller way. It's not so hard when you're sharing
mm-hmm.
Twitter, and they can kind of show you what to do.
So are we getting, you got what, it was six or so new ones. Do you also lose some every year where people just can't work it out or?
Yeah, we lose a few. We lose a few, you know, if you retire or can't make it or have a wedding or, you know, someone had to have back surgery and so they couldn't come.
Yeah. There's always going to be that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
At what point are we, I mean, you've always been in this Embassy Suites?
Way back before I started working for Need2Work Retailer. So like back 20 years ago, they used to be at an Embassy Suites by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, they had some problems, but it's, and you know, they had like some water damage or they had some problems. So back then 20 years ago, they moved to this hotel, which had been remodeled. And then I think 2 years ago, the same hotel that we were in was remodeled again. So it's very new and clean.
Yeah. And just
it has new furniture.
For people who don't, and most of our listeners really don't know, cause it's not open to the public, but this show, this is a cash and carry show. So, designers show up with cars full of charts and designs and whatever else they have to sell. And shop owners show up with empty cars. And then when everybody goes home, the shop owners have full cars. And ideally, the designers have empty cars. And it's all transacted there. That's why pre-orders are important. People can pre-order whatever designs you want from your shop. And then they'll pick them up. So that they come home with all those charts. And that's when so many shops will have a market event the following weekend where they will have out for sale all the new things they picked up. And each of the exhibitors has a room, gets a room, Embassy Suites, so a full suite, and they basically set up these little shops. And some people go all out and make them quite nice, and others put the stuff up and say, here, this is what it looks like. But it's quite a thing.
Store. In you know, the weekend, 48 hours, they've got a whole little store beautifully displayed with, you know, signage and vignettes of their designs. And so they sleep in the back part of the hotel room. And then in the front living room area, they set it up like a little shop.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've been there twice now, and it just amazes me what these designers do. I mean, they really make the front room beautiful in some cases. They really make it literally a little attractive little shop. It's very nice.
Oh, and everything looks so much better in person than on the chart. When you see it in person, you're just amazed. You know, it just looks so neat. And it's always fun to see someone who's never been there before because they have that kind of crazed look like, where do I look? Like there's just so much.
Yeah.
So, and you've got to pace yourself, you know, like you got to do like a couple rooms and then take a snack break and sit down, drink water, yeah, and then shop some more.
What was it somebody calculated that if you went to every one of them in a weekend, you mm-hmm. could only be there how many minutes? Just a few minutes if you tried to get everybody covered. Yeah.
Yeah, we figured it out. I thought I wrote it down here. I think it's like 8 minutes per 8 minutes and like 27 seconds you have per exhibitor if you spend time with each one.
Scramble. Yeah.
And which how many is impossible. We all know each other. We're all, you know, you start off, how are you? How are your kids? You know, your son got married. And then all of a sudden you look up and it's been an hour and you've been chit chatting.
Yeah.
And you need to shop for your business if you're a store. So lots of times people will bring helpers. So I see like the store owners, they will come through, pick out what they want, and then they will say their goodbyes, hugs, go on to the next room, and then their helper will stay, pick up the merch, pay with the credit card while they run the credit card, take that up to the room that they're, you know, that the store owner is sleeping in, and then they'll meet them at the next room. So the store owners definitely need helpers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I love, as much as I enjoy watching the rooms and seeing the new designs, the shop owners and the systems they have, because a lot of them have wagons to haul and dollies and all kinds of things to haul stuff around. It's there's a whole system to that. Yep.
Some of them have like carts on a ring. some of them have notepads with their different orders that they need to get. And, you know, they're trying to figure out which designs that they need for different customers. And it's quite a process. It's hard work.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's more than once trying to talk to a shop owner who's just walking down the hall and they don't want to talk. They got work to do. And
they're on a mission. Yeah. They're on a mission. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lots of times they'll be, the work's not done for them when the market is over for the day. They have to go back and, you know, repack the things, double check to make sure that they've got their orders and what they need for their customers. And sometimes they're even putting them up on their website.
So that, so that's right on into the evening then. Just keep pounding away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who have you had? I'm sure you have several who have been there every year.
Stores and exhibitors.
Exhibitors, yes. I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When TNNA they decided that they were no longer going to hold the market, we sent out a survey because we were hearing from all the cross stitchers how much they were going to really miss the market, and would someone please take it over? So we sent out a survey before, and we had almost 100% support from all the exhibitors, you know, the advertisers in Needlework Retailer Magazine and the store owners. They said, if you do it, we will come. Please, please do it. So
that gives you, it makes the decision easier.
It makes the decision easier.
Yeah. Yeah. The, seems like last year for me, now this will be my third year. So last year for me seemed to me was a huge step up from the year before. I just felt like there was more activity, more new designers, better designs, and just my own perception based on the year prior. Mm-hmm. Have we seen a lot of growth in terms of designs and activity in the past, say, 4 or 5 years? It just seems like last year was a huge leap up, and then you got more exhibitors this year than the year before, so we're obviously heading in the right direction with this.
Yes. Like I think we've been doing the show 6 or 7 years. I can't remember for sure, but every year it just keeps getting better and better. And I think you're right. Like not last year, but the year before, there was just like a jump with FlossTube and all these, you know, social media aspects. So I just think that it's getting out in the viewers are sharing more online, and it's just getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
Well, and the excitement, yeah. Even, you know, people are doing more previews and showing. So there's even more excitement for the show. Right. Even with Stitchers know about it. They know the new stuff's coming and they can't wait. And they're excited for the events that the store owners hold when they get home.
Yeah. You'll see a smattering of talk toward the end of the year. And then once January hits, it just kind of builds steadily. And now here we are toward the end of February, and it's just in all of these social media things, it's not too hard to trip over some mention about the Nashville market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, from your perspective, that's fun. That gives energy and makes all that work well worth it, because you've got excitement all the way down to, you know, from Stitchers to shops to designers, and designers, of course, working all year long to have their best stuff for the market show. So,
yep. And we give like all the credit for that to the designers and the stores. You know, we're like, you guys are the ones that are creating this excitement. And so it's the little teases and the post, you know, posts that they're doing. And it's really fun. They're making it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To follow along. So
yeah, it becomes a hobby-wide event instead of just something that store owners go to every year.
Yeah, it kind of includes everyone. That's true.
I mean, I think that's the fun of it, because in my world of trade magazines, I go to trade shows all the time, but my readers don't even know they exist for the most part. You know, it's just a small number will go to the shows in proportion to the greater readership. And when we get to the Nashville market, if people are involved in the hobby to any degree, it's pretty hard to not trip over some mention of the Nashville market. And if you dig even for a little bit, you can get yourself fully immersed.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, it's like a party. It's kind of a reunion. We can all see each other again, see what we've been up to all year, see all the new designs. It's an event. It's a party. It's fun.
Yes. Yeah. So do you have new things? I mean, obviously you've got new exhibitors and, well, you got people sharing. So, space must be getting snug, or it's just cheaper for them to share. I don't know which it is, but do we have other new things going on at the show?
Well, I did mark down that we have 84 exhibitors this year that have show exclusives.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's 84 designs that are, that's 84 different designers that are going to have a show exclusive. So they have a brand new design that is only for people that are coming to this show for 4 to 6 weeks, but then they can sell it to anyone.
Yeah.
So you kind of store owners that come to the market. So we know right there that there's 84 brand new designs just for this show.
That's terrific. Yeah. Have you had to get more space this year?
No, we haven't. We just, we've had just a bright amount. So we really like the hotel. They know us. They know we're coming. And it's a really great location. The great thing about Nashville is that about anybody can travel there within 24 hours. And so we're happy there. It's a great hotel, and the staff is wonderful to us. We just invade the hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, but for doing a show like this, that's a real comfort to have a facility where the people know you, they know what you need, greatly simplifies the whole logistics problems.
Yes. Like they have notes on us. They know when we're coming that they need to order more wine for the hotel for an evening. They're like, we sell more wine on this weekend than any other weekend, including weddings. So they know it. Yeah, they know we're coming and they're ready for us. So we're a different group than most people coming in. You know, it's a strange thing. They have had other trade shows like this, but not of this magnitude. You know, they've had like trade shows like down in the banquet areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's usually some little activity trade show. There was one, was it last year? There was like baby clothes or something. Some little activity in a double sized ballroom, but then off right to the side. But then when you walk into the main atrium and see what's going on with the Nashville market, it's like, holy smokes, what's this?
Yeah. What should I walk into?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's, and to me, that's also the fun, because people hang their banners over the edge, so that the whole atrium, if you look up, yep, just all full of banners, you can find anyone anywhere. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be Vonna's first one. I'm excited for Vonna to see all of this.
Yeah. See, we get to watch her face when she sees everything. newbie.
I'll be very schooled.
So where are you going to go first? Where are you going to head first when you first get there? What are you most excited to see, Vonna?
Oh, me? I'll just go where Gary tells me to go.
Good.
You have to have some kind of plan. Plan of attack.
I don't, you know, to me, it's, I'll be excited to see it. I really will. I mean, it's Nashville, right? So I'll be excited to see it, but we're there to do a job. And so, you know, that's like, I'll just do whatever Gary says, because that's just like, you know, what we're there for. So
no pressure here. That's great. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well, all the hotel rooms have a window into the atrium. So when you get there, if they're not open yet, you can window shop. You can walk around the atrium and window shop and see, peek in all the windows. And some of them decorate their doors and windows. So,
you know, from being a longtime needle worker, you know, some of the rooms that I've seen, and thanks to Gary for his videos, you know, because you really didn't have an insight to what the rooms looked like until Gary started doing videos. And the Blackbird ladies and Brenda Gervais, and Shakespeare's Peddler, Teresa, has just beautiful rooms set up, their displays. You can't beat Blackbird. I don't care what Blackbird puts out. They never like do sneak peeks or even hints about what's going to come out. And it's like what I told Gary last year, whatever they put out, just go buy it. You just don't even question it. Just go buy it. So.
And it's fun because you can get your picture taken with the designers. They're like needlework celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
If they don't run away, sometimes it's, as a magazine editor, sometimes it is hard to get people to take their photo, but I do my best.
tell me who you need. I'll get them.
Oh, yeah?
Give me a list. We'll get them.
Well, my one person that I cannot get a picture of, she's not attending this year.
Oh.
She was on my list, but.
Yeah, so give me a list. I'll work with you. I'll get them. Between Vaughn and I, we'll get them.
Okay.
Sneak around corners. We'll get something.
And I take like 300 pictures, and then I get home, and then there's not a picture of something. And I always wish I took more.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Now, do you guys do a wrap-up in Needlework Retailer of the show?
Yes. In the May-June issue, we'll have pictures. And usually we have like a little video montage of the pictures we take. We usually put that up on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. So that carries through then after the show is over. Do you have any idea what portion of needlework shops attend? Is it half, more than half?
Well, it's hard to say because there's a lot of stores that carry like a little bit of needlework and needlepoint.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard. But last year, I think we had around, 190 stores.
Wow.
So we're hoping for that or more this year.
That's a lot these days. Wow. Yeah. I assume the hotel, the rooms that people can actually stay in sell out within hours of when they become available.
Not that fast, but they are sold out. And then there's an overflow hotel that's just down the road a little bit that's taking our overflow.
Yeah.
It's a really fun area to go stay in. We say it's the Nashville Needlework Market, but it's actually in Franklin, Tennessee. And there's a really cute downtown area, and they have nice restaurants and things. So we try to take one day before the market and go out to eat and do a little shopping.
Yeah. No, it is a nice area and easy to get to, too. That's a huge plus. Expressways, easy to find. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday night thing, that not everybody is open on Friday night. Is that always been the situation?
That's always been the way it is. I think, can't remember for sure, but since we've taken it over, we just have made it optional.
Okay.
We do have a few designers that are exhibiting that also own stores. So this gives them a chance to go shop around so they don't have to be in their room all the time. And some exhibitors sell out, so they don't need to have Friday night. They just have Saturday and Sunday and they're good. But almost everybody, I want to say like 85% will be open on Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah, there was there were several people that I wanted to see on Friday night and hoping to see them when it was not so busy, and they were closed. But
okay.
Friday night is I like Friday night because there aren't as many people there as opposed to Saturday, which last year was just an awful lot of people all day long and easier to get around on Friday night and see things.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought the opposite. I think it's kind of like crazy on Friday night.
Oh, really?
And then Saturday. Oh. Yeah, and then Saturday it's a little more calm and business. Friday night's like a big party. And kind of crazed. People running around grabbing their exclusives before anybody else.
I must have been there at the wrong time then, because I thought it was pretty quiet. Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah. My best day as a magazine editor is Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. Get in, talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised. There were some people that I got to early Saturday morning, and the stuff they brought was already all gone. And, sorry, we can take orders, but we're hanging on to these so we have something to show, but we're sold out already. And, wow, that's moving a lot of product.
Yeah, I hope it's as successful this year.
Yeah. No, it's a fun thing. And you have classes, too. So you have classes going on all weekend?
Yes, mostly on Friday during the day before the market starts. We've got two classrooms going at the same time. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have a few here and there during the market. Lots of social media classes, and designers will show new products or new techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do the shop owners find that interesting? I mean, you have them, so they must attend them. And I've never been to one. Do they tend to look at those as something that they should go to, or are they just hit and miss attendance?
They're a lot. Some of them are full, and some of them, you know, aren't quite as full, but they can take 25.
Okay.
And, you know, you can imagine it's harder when you're showing a finishing technique to 25 different people.
Right.
But sometimes some of the classes, I think the hard anger classes, are only taking 6 to 10 people because it's just has to be a reasonable size.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the more popular classes have sold out. So, and there's, the designers are the ones that are holding the class, and they're not doing it to make money. They're just doing it, you know, out of the goodness of their heart to show new things, and then hoping that, you know, if you see this new design and you get a sneak peek of it, that you're going to come up to my suite and want right. to buy. Now that you've made a little model, it'll be easier for you to sell the design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'll come up and buy 25 of the chart to sell.
Right. Well, and there's that educational element. I mean, I would think good shop owners are always learning, always trying to advance their knowledge because it just makes them better shop owners.
Mm-hmm. I agree. If I was a shop owner, I would take all the classes. If you spend all the money to come, I would just take advantage of everything. So yeah. I know you can't do everything.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a limit. Yeah. And at some point, yeah, it's a weekend away. You want to have a little downtime too. Gotta find something. Gotta go drink some wine. That's amazing. Yeah. And order extra wine. Young designers, seemed like last year we had a nice handful of new and young designers. We see more of that this year, you think?
We have 14 new designers at Nashville. So that's exciting. And, you know, I always tell them they're fresh blood because just be ready, because when you're the new person there, everybody wants to get in and see you.
Uh-huh.
So I hope they're ready. So I'm not sure though, when you put young, I don't really know because I've talked to them on the phone and I've seen their designs, but I don't know how old they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell if they're young or old. Sometimes I can't even tell if they're male or female just from their name, you know? So, but it'll be fun to meet them in person and see if the voice matches up with the face.
Right.
And see their designs.
Yeah. No, that's, it was just my impression last year that there were several young designers, and I found that really encouraging because that's the future of the hobby. And it's good to see because, you know, we've got through Flosstube, we have an awful lot of younger people who are stitching and have gotten involved, with stitching. But then to have that then move on to people who are designing is equally as important because, at some point, the older designers will retire and somebody's got to take their place and come up with new, fresh stuff.
Yeah. And lots of times they'll come or they'll call and they'll be like, I want to check out Nashville and see if I want to come. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's a way that we get a lot of the new designers is because they come and see all the party atmosphere and everyone's so inviting and welcoming. It's like, we are your people, the cross stitchers. And so they come, they come back. So,
yeah. Yes, and it is, it's got to be 80% cross-stitch, maybe more. I mean, there's always a few needlepoint people and people selling stands and ort jars and those kinds of things, but it's probably, is it 85%, 85%?
I think almost 100%, I mean, somehow involved with cross-stitch. We do have 11 fabric dyers and distributors and 16 different floss and thread providers.
16. Wow.
16 different threads. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It should be like a treasure hunt for you to find them all.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can you hunt them all down? Yeah.
Yep.
You can almost do a half a floor with just the threads. That's when I say, is it 85% cross-stitch design? Because threads, fabrics, all those other things, they reach across all types of needlework. So, but then you got just people who are just cross stitch designers. And then there's always, I don't know, three or four needlepoint people. I always go see them for sure. But,
mm-hmm. And then, you know, accessories like needle magnets and, you know, different bags, you know, to carry your needlework or sort it out.
Right.
And needle magnets and just lots of accessories, scissors.
Yep.
Scissor manufacturers. Trying to think what else. Yeah.
Just about everything you can use.
A stitcher could want or imagine will be there.
Yep. Yep. No, it's a lot of fun. Are you seeing in your magazine work and with the market, are you seeing continued growth and activity, particularly in cross stitch? It just seems like it's really flying high these days.
Yes, I think it is. I asked Beth Johnson from Yarn Tree, and we're the busiest we have ever been. And hearing from the suppliers and the stores that are coming to market, everyone is super, super busy. They're just busy, and they're keeping up with orders is their number one challenge. So we think everything's strong and growing, and cross-stitch is popular as ever.
All right, Megan, thanks. See you in Nashville.
Sounds good. Thanks.